This is Senator Al Simpson. The Democrats in Congress placed a high priority on child care legislation this year, and nothing happened. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, this is the year when we heard all kinds of whoops and howls about the importance of providing adequate child care. We sure need it. But that legislation was left in the lurch because the Democratic sponsors just weren't willing to compromise. Working mothers and fathers need to have the ability to make good personal child care decisions. You proposed a new burdensome federal bureaucracy on them and yet another set of goofy federal regulations. We ought to be looking at tax credits that give parents a thoughtful choice of child care providers. We need to reduce government interference. The private sector has to get in as well. The federal government can't do it all, and when we try to leave it all to the feds, they fail, and we fail too.
Al, child care legislation had trouble because you right-wingers have your heads buried in the past. You've never admitted that the workplace has changed in the past two decades. Millions of women entered the workforce because they want to work or because they have to work. Today, half of all mothers are in the workforce, Al, and someone has to take care of the children. For countless families, the lack of child care is a daily crisis. Mike Dukakis and many other Democrats have responded, Al, because parents who work outside the home deserve to know that their children are safe. It's become an election issue, too, Al. Once again, the irresistible force of child care met the immovable object of the right wing, but this time, you right-wingers moved. George Bush quickly saw that your position is untenable, Al. He proposed a tax credit for child care, and you rushed to endorse it. Welcome to child care, Al. Better late than never. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.